Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you give us ears to hear what you want us to hear. We ask that your spirit fall for us and all of us here. We thank you for Will and his willingness to speak this morning. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Hear now the word of God. I observed yet another example of something meaningless under the sun. This is the case of a man who was all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is all so meaningless and depressing. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Okay, great, that's working. Good morning, everyone. My name is Will Riley. I am the senior patrol leader at Troop 477. Thank you, Sam, for reading our scripture. So, as many of you know, or hopefully know, today is Super Bowl Sunday. And one of the teams that's playing is the Kansas City Chiefs. And as the Super Bowl approaches, I've been watching the TV more, and I've seen more and more people talking about the partnership between the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and the tight end, Travis Kelce, who, aside from being one of the best tight ends to ever play the game, is also Taylor Swift's boyfriend, which probably more of you know. But they keep talking about how well they work together and what synergy they have and how they've made the team so much better together and how they've gone to the playoffs so many times under the leadership of these two players. And it got me thinking about how their bond has improved the rest of the team. They've bettered each other, and they've worked together, and they've made the team consistently better. They've been doing consistently better. They've won Super Bowls with the two of them, and they've achieved things that they could never, that the team could never achieve before. And it's the passing on of knowledge from these two to other tight ends and to other players on the team that really struck me, and it reminded me of a trip that we took a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. We went on a ski trip. I don't think that Mr. Henderson mentioned that. That was our last trip that we took. And so we went up to North Carolina. We had real snow there. It was very cold. And so we went up to the lodge and we got all of our gear. And when we started skiing, we were waiting in line. And I had a beanie on, and then I also had my helmet on, and it was really uncomfortable to have both of them on, so I had taken my helmet off. I was just holding it in my hand. And for those of you that ski before, you know that there's a person that when you get on the ski lift, they slow it down so it doesn't hit you really hard and you, like, fall over. And the person that was doing that didn't do it so well. And so when it came up, my friend and I sat down, but I dropped my helmet because I was so surprised, and I looked over at him about 5 seconds into the ride, and I'm like, I think I just dropped my helmet. And he's like, no, you didn't. It's probably like, you have it, right? And I look over. No, I don't have it. And then I look back, and I see that it's just sitting on the floor. And then I see the guy that comes up behind me. He grabs it, and he holds it up, and he gives me a thumbs up, and he's like, I'll give it to you at the top. And I turn to my friend, and I'm like, well, I guess I do have it. And so when we get to the top, it's a bit of a harrowing experience, actually, like getting off of the lift. It's actually kind of difficult, especially after what happened the first time. It wasn't the smoothest start, and I hadn't been skiing for a while. And so when I managed to get off, I completely forgot about my helmet. And this guy came up behind me, and tapped me on the shoulder, and he's like, here, I think this is yours, and gave it to me. And then he went along with his business, and I thought, wow, that would have sucked if I didn't have my helmet. And I'm all the way at the top of the mountain, and I'd have to walk all the way down, And on top of that, ski boots, if you don't know, you can't really like move your foot at all. It's kind of just stuck in place, so you'd be doing a little bit of that the whole way down. And it's not that fun because it takes maybe a solid 5 minutes to get down if you don't take a break. And that's on skis. And so it probably wouldn't have been a fun experience for me or for my friend who was my buddy and couldn't go down by himself. Probably wouldn't have been a fun experience for him either. And so the guy was already gone. He'd already gone about his business and started skiing. But I was like, that guy really, really like saved me right there. Really helped me. And then we started skiing and it was really icy. And I'm just very glad I had my helmet because the ice was, it would have hurt. It would have hurt if you hit your head on the ice rather than the snow. It's like laying down on a pillow, but instead of your pillow, like it's just gone. It's concrete or like a wall. I don't know. I have that experience camping sometimes. But unlike the end of the trip, when we were just about to stop skiing and turning all our gear and whatnot, my friend and I got up to the top of the slope, and when we were skiing down, we'd gotten through the hardest part, and we were going to take a quick break in the middle at one of the intersections between a hard trail and an easier trail. And I looked down, and I saw a scout on the easier trail, and he'd fallen over, but he'd had his skis here. He'd held up like his skis and his poles, and he wasn't skiing. He was trying to make his way down like that. And I looked at him, and I was like, I think he's from our troop, right? And I turned to my friend, and he's like, I don't know, maybe. Because we were all wearing, you know, a black jacket and black snow pants and then a helmet. And so we all kind of looked the same as everyone else. But just to see, I went down and I said, hey, you need a hand? You want to meet us down at the bottom of this particular section of the slope? And then we can give you a hand all the way down. And he was from our troop, it turns out. And he said, yeah, I'll meet you there. So we waited there for a little bit. And when he came down, we helped him get his skis back on and get his poles back strapped around his wrists. Then we asked him, so do you need to, like, what is it that you didn't know how to do? Like, do you need to know, like, how to stop or how to turn or what is it? And he says, no, I don't know. I know how to ski. I fell, and both of my buddies that were skiing with me, they skied away. And so I couldn't do it. So we got him to get going again, and he skied the rest of the way down perfectly. He didn't fall or anything, not even like a near miss. My friend fell, but he didn't. And so we got to the bottom, and we did our last run after that. And I didn't think much of it. I thought, oh, that's a nice thing I could do. I'm glad he's having fun. And when we were turning in our gear later that day, we were walking, and the kid came up to me, and he said, hey, thanks very much. Like, I just needed the support because all my friends, they kind of left me. And it really disheartened me. And I had a lot of fun. I really want to come back next year. I'm eager to come back again, and I don't think I would have if I had to walk down the mountain. And that really hit me because that's the same thing that happened to me earlier that day. It was a different form, but it was the same outcome of, I had a good time on that trip, and I'd love to go back again. And I didn't have to have that bad experience. I got to have a good experience. And that's really what, when I was asked to do the sermon, that's what I was thinking of. And this scripture came to mind because the chords are like experiences, right? Things that you will learn from. And the more things you learn from, you have more cords in your rope, and so you'll go from a single strand to a double braided rope to a triple braided rope, and more, so you'll have a stronger rope, and you'll be a stronger person. And the stronger your rope is, the stronger you can make knots with other people, the stronger you can tie your covenant with God, the stronger you can tie your covenant with your family and with your friends. But a knot is only as strong as the weakest rope that it's composed of. And I learned that you both have to accept that other people can strengthen your rope and that you sometimes need to strengthen others, because this is the only way that we can strengthen everybody's rope, and it's a way that we can keep all of us together and bring everyone closer to ourselves and to Christ. And this really reminded me of that, mostly because this is a teaching of a disciple telling somebody else to do the same thing. And this is what Jesus did, right? He taught his disciples. He shared the word of God and the commandments and all of the things that we should do as Christians and as good people on this earth, and that we should share these with other people and become disciples ourselves. And so he strengthened the ropes of all of the different disciples, and then they spread the word of God around, and they've created more and more disciples down to where we are right now, where we're still disciples of Christ. And it's our responsibility to share our knowledge and to share our experiences with others to strengthen their ropes so that they can tie a more strong knot with the Lord. So I'd like to conclude with a prayer. So let's pray. Dear God, please strengthen all of our ropes and all of our characters. Please let us help others fight their spiritual battles and their emotional battles and their physical battles. And help us take people who fall and help them back up on their feet. Help us keep others warm in the cold. And help us guide others through the night. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.